Chapter 8. Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Summary. "It's your mum's fault," Uncle had said when he'd asked. "And your mum scarred me so badly for life I ended up passing down to Rose. Preemptively." "Hey, Babs." Tim checks the roof to make sure they're alone, and he waits for Babs to tilt her head to show that he has her attention. "You know how you're always complaining about how stupid us boys are, and how you wish you had more female companionship?" Barbara pauses whatever she was doing, turns to look at him, and frowns. "Well," Tim tries and fails to go for nonchalant, leaning against an air conditioning unit. "My cousin happens to be coming by Gotham." "Your cousin," Barbara intones, hip cocked as she crosses her arms. Honestly, he's not sure how Dick can even stand up against that kind of glare. Tim feels ready to sink into a puddle and, like, melt through the cracks of Gotham and into the earth to hide, eternally, in shame. "You only have one uncle, Tim, and that one uncle of yours has one kid that I know of. So this is me hoping that you have another secret eccentric uncle who used to be in the military, who happens to have an eccentric daughter who happens to be a really young mercenary, and that their last names don't start with a W. An uncle who hasn't been driving B crazy and regularly compromising Mount Justice. Don't disappoint me." Tim fidgets, tugging at his lip between his teeth. "Well, I'll just be going then." Tim attempts to launch himself over the side of the building, but Babs has amazingly long legs, and is really, really fast when she wants to be. And she wants to be. A lot. Very often. Usually when Tim is attempting an escape like this one. She yanks him back up by the back of his cape, and sets him down in front of her. "Please tell me you've at least warned B that she's coming," Barbara says. And Tim winces. "Well, when I said that she happens to be coming by Gotham, I meant to say, she's already here, and I just found out 2 hours ago. Please help me do damage control." Barbara closes her eyes. Tim knows she's being busy, like a responsible adult with college and papers and fake internships from B that are actually just Batgirl work. And he feels bad about throwing this on top of that. Really, he does. But it's his cousin, and she terrifies him. And if Uncle can't handle her alone, what chance does Tim have? Barbara closes her hand around his shoulder and mutters something under her breath. "Your family is so fucked up," she says, and Tim smiles at her. "You called me little brother 2 days ago, so welcome to that." "I'm starting to regret it," Barbara intones, lip curling up to soften the words as she pulls out a grappling hook. "All right, brief me on what I need to know." As long as Tim's known Rose, and it kind of feels like he's known Rose since forever, but that's probably because she always knows everything about him without him ever having to open his mouth or be in the same hemisphere as her. So it's probably a side effect of that and her oversharing. She's had white hair. The missing eye thing is somewhat new, and they had words about that. "Don't you like depth perception?" "Oh, shut up, would you? Leave it alone, traffic light." But the white hair is as old as they both are. "It's on his side," Mum had said when he asked. "It's your mum's fault," Uncle had said when he'd asked. "And your mum scarred me so badly for life I ended up passing down to Rose. Preemptively." "That's not how genetics work," Tim had said. And Uncle had raised an eyebrow. And then Tim was being yanked away by Rose to play outside. "I feel like you look older, but not really," Tim says, when she tackles him out of the air, both of them rolling so that his face doesn't get shredded by roof tiles and grit. "It's all the smoking, isn't it?" "It could also be the whole cutting people up for a living thing I've got going. Rose replies, casually leaning back and scanning him before dropping back down on top of him, knocking his regained air out of his lungs. You know what a great alternative to that would be? I'm not joining your not-so-secret kids' bot band, Rose snorts. If I'm going to do something I'm good at, I'm not going to do it for free. That's what suckers do, sweet and gently bruised cousin mine. Yeah, that bruising part really isn't so great, so how about you get off? How about you call off Batgirl and I don't do something that'll ground your ass for the next month? Tim makes a face. No, you did pretty all right considering, Rose says, cheek to his as her hair falls around them. But I know you, cousin. You'd go for backup from the one person in the city that I have a modicum of respect for. And you'd stick her in my blind side. A little predictable, but that's only because you know me so well. Call her off. I just came to bond with you. Honest. No ulterior motives or anything. Everyone always has an ulterior motive, Tim replies, but signals Barbara anyway. Also, I feel like you and Batgirl should actually talk to each other someday. It should either destroy reality as I understand it, or do wonderful things to my stress levels. I'll consider it, Rose replies, pushing up onto her knees and sitting on his legs. It's like you to turn into more of a sharp-jointed beanpole every time I see you, Coz. And you turn into a more terrifying and curvaceous nightmare every time you grace me with your menacing aura, Tim replies. I feel like you're how my mum made your dad feel, but to me, like, is that also a genetic thing? Probably, Rose shrugs, standing and grasping him by the front of the tunic and hauling him up. She lets out an annoyed grunt. I'm waiting on your growth spurt. You, me, Batman, Nightwing, Batgirl, and half of the people we mutually know, Tim replies. Are you sure Batgirl can't come? I feel safer. And maybe you need a good scare. Rose slings an arm around his shoulder. So, where does a girl go for some fun around here? I'm starving. Do you know how many times I had to ditch my ride and switch shit up to beat my dad here? God, he's such a fucking warrior. Tim refrains from saying that Uncle is probably worried more for Tim and Gotham than Rose's well-being. Rose is her own natural force. Tim hopes that Barbara listens to what he told her to do and doesn't go to Batman or Dick, but actually just follows behind doing damage control. He's 100% certain she can handle damage control by herself without calling in the big guns. Knowing his luck, she's going to tell Dick. Maybe not Batman, but Dick. But then again, she and Dick were fighting, so maybe she won't. But she actually cares for and loves him, so she might tell Dick anyway. I don't know, Tim answers Rose, mentally counting all the ways this could go down bad and go down catastrophically. I am not a girl, and the kind of girl fun you're probably looking for is the kind I bust people for and stuff. Rose's version of girl fun is scaring the shit out of random drunks, stealing, and occasionally maiming. Tim winces as she crushes him against his side, and he can feel her excitement building, like the dull glow of a cigarette in the night. And just like a cigarette, dully glowing in the night, he feels like her excitement is going to set something on fire. Him, probably. It's a good thing Rose only drops by once or twice a year. He might not survive more of it.